A kettle.
Okay. And the thing you might put flowers in?
A flower pot.
Okay. Think of any other words for that?
Well.
Okay. Would you ever call it a vase?
Could. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Name just a few of the things you eat with the utensils.
Knife, fork, spoon.
Okay. Now, after you eat, and you're going to be the one to clean up the dishes, you might say, I have to...
wash the dishes.
Okay. And if you just put them under clear water and set them aside for a while, you might say you...
rinsing.
Okay. What would you call the cloth or rag that you dry them with?
Drying cloth.
Okay. You ever call that
dish rag.
Okay. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just, what would you call the little cloth that you have in the bathroom that you might wash your face with?
Cloth.
Okay. And what do you dry off with after you take a bath?
Towel.
Okay. What do you turn on at the kitchen sink?
Spigot.
Okay. You ever call that anything else?
No, yes.
If you say, if it got really cold last night and you were worried about your pipes, you might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
froze.
Or... if they did freeze.
Burst.
Okay. What people used to buy flour in a long time ago?
What did they?
Used to buy flour in.
Me, how much?
Why? What did it come in? What kind of container?
Sacks, flour sacks.
Did it ever come in a barrel?
Well, we never had it in a barrel.
What's the thing you use that's wide at the top and narrow at the bottom so you can, like, pour water into a...
tube.
Well,
wide at the top.
Thing, the thing you pour water through.
Funnel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you were riding in a buggy and you're using that thing to make your horses go faster, what would you call that?
Buggy whip.
Okay. What do you call the thing they put food in when you go to the grocery store to carry it to your car? To carry it in? At the checkout counter?
Carts. Grocery carts.
Yeah, but not what the food itself is put in.
Sacks.
Let's see where I got that. What would you call the bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
Croaker sack. Mesh sack.
That's good. We've studied the croaker sack.
Is that the right one?
That's a good one. There's nothing right or wrong. You know, it's just like, you know, like people in different parts of the states might call that a croaker bag or a croaker sack or a burlap bag or something, you know. It just...
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what you call it, you know, it's just to see what you do call it. Let's see. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Bushel, half bushel.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a turn? A turn of corn?
Well, it could be a ton, there is.
Okay.